Welcome to the Silver and Black Show. I'm Chris Townsend, alongside two-time Super Bowl champion and Heisman Trophy winner Jim Plunkett. Jim, huge Silver and Black back in the postseason for the first time since 2002.
Oh, it's been 14 long years, but as you mentioned, an exciting time for the Raiders and the Raider fans to be in this position. Unfortunately, they couldn't quite pull off the first place finish in the West, but they're in the playoffs, they're going to Houston, and we look forward to that big, important game for the Raiders.
And you have to put the disappointment of Denver behind you, because now, as Jack Del Rio's been saying all week, you're in the tournament, you have a shot.
Oh, you absolutely do, and it's a different kind of shot, but you got to be ready, prepared. A lot's going to be thrown at you, and we've got a young quarterback coming in to start for the first time in his NFL career, and that's rookie Connor Cook.
How amazing is that? He's never started the NFL, and his first start will be in the postseason.
Oh, I'm very excited about it as well, to see what he can do. He had a little playing time in that Denver game, and I thought he threw the ball well, and it was a tough time because the Raiders were behind, and there was constant pressure, but still, I thought he performed and did a very good job.
What do you think the key is to get this kid ready, especially in a short week?
Well, yeah, it's going to be tough, obviously, but they say he's a great student of the game. He works hard. He spends a lot of time, learning the offense. So those are all positives. Also, I think you're going to have to cut down the playbook a little bit for him, make it simpler for him so he doesn't have so much on his mind, and run some of the plays that they felt he does the best. And Carr does some things better than Connor Cook and vice versa. So use him appropriately, but hopefully they'll have a good running game behind him and a good defense.
Well, he's a big kid who can throw the football. Right. He's fearless, won a lot of games at Michigan State. What kind of attributes do you really see in this young quarterback?
Well, just watching him play, I saw him a little bit of preseason and the Denver game. And, he seems pretty cool back there. He's not afraid to throw the ball in tight spots. And those are good attributes. And one of the things, being his first start, being in a big game such as the playoffs against Houston, don't turn the ball over. Protect it as much as you can. So if it's not there, throw it out of bounds or take off and run. But, don't put your defense in bad situations.
And how about some safe throws early to get him going?
Yeah, and that's often, sometimes even myself, we played 17 years in the league, sometimes we'll start off with quicker passes, get my confidence behind me, and then continue on from there. And I think it's very important, especially for a young guy like Connor Cook, to have a few throws under his belt, make him feel relaxed and in charge of what's going on in the field. And, I'm sure he's going to go out there and perform well.
Jim will be back with me a little bit later to break down the Texans. Coming up next, Pro Bowl center Rodney Hudson, as we get you ready for the Raiders and the Texans right here on the Silver and Black Show.
Everybody's done a great job of buying into what we're doing and just believing and keep fighting no matter the circumstances.
The Silver and Black Show is brought to you by Hawaiian Airlines. Hawaii starts here.
Carr looks downfield, throws wide open. Jameis Alawale breaks a tackle. He may score. 30, 20. Look at the big fullback go. And Jameis Alawale rumbles 75 yards.
Low snap from Hudson. Quick throw out left to Amari Cooper. Blocked by Roberts. Cuts inside. 20. Touchdown. Raiders.
They score again. Amari Cooper. On a tremendous block by Seth Roberts.
We have Pro Bowl center Rodney Hudson with us here. And by the way, congratulations on making the Pro Bowl.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That always has to be big for your career. I mean, what's it like the first time you find out that you're getting that kind of honor?
It's humbling. It's humbling. It's an honor. Like you said, I like to give thanks to my teammates and, the fans and coaches, everybody who's kind of helped me along the way.
Man, you got a few of your fellow offensive linemen going with you and different players, so it's got to be special. Yeah. A nice group. Hopefully not going to be going to the Pro Bowl, but it's nice to go there with a bunch of teammates.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's, like I said, it's very humbling, and it's always a joy to share awards with teammates, so it's very good.
Now, when you sign as a free agent, obviously you're coming here to help change things. And that's what they say. You come here and you're going to help us get back on track. Mm-hmm. Silver and Black back into the postseason for the first time in a long time. How does that make you feel that Reggie McKenzie brought you in as one of those guys to make the change and you've done it?
It made me feel good, man. I couldn't do it without the rest of the guys. Everybody's done a great job of buying into what we're doing and just believing and keep fighting no matter the circumstances. So we're just trying to build on every day, just try to get better, eat a little bit every day.
And it's going to be some tough circumstances. Obviously, being a center, we're dealing with a rookie quarterback. He's going to be making his first ever start in the postseason. Mm-hmm. That's never happened in the Super Bowl era. How can you help out a young kid like this?
Just keeping him poised, which he's doing a great job. He's doing a great job. He studies hard. He works hard. And I just be sharp on making my calls, having the offensive line going to the right place, and just going from there.
You know, I've always been fascinated about that because the center is the quarterback of the line. Mm-hmm. You have to make the calls. You have to read the defense. Mm-hmm. And then you have the quarterback who gets under center and shotgun starts making calls. How does that work with you making the calls first for your offensive line and then the quarterback goes?
Well, I make the calls. We communicate. The quarterback, if he sees something that he wants to change, he changes it. If not, we just roll.
So when you're reading the defense yourself, correct?
Yes, sir.
So that's interesting. So a lot of people think, well, you block and you're hiking the football, but there's a lot more to that than the center position because you've got to get not only yourself right, but you've got to get the other offensive lineman right.
Yes, sir. Just got to study hard, watch a lot of film, know what to expect so we can play faster.
And how proud are you of this offensive line this year? You've been one of the best in football. Your quarterback hasn't got hit a lot, hasn't got sacked, and that says a lot about what you guys have been able to do this year.
I would take a lot of pride in it, just like I'm sure every offensive line in the league. You know, you want to keep your quarterback clean, want to have, big runs and stuff. So very proud of our guys, worked hard from day one, kind of grew together, built together, and continuously, focusing on trying to get better together.
Now, you played the Texans in Mexico City, so you know a lot about this team, but they've been playing good football. They've won 3 of 4. Talk about facing their front because they're one of the better defenses in all of football.
Yeah, they got good players. They got good players, good coaching staff. You know, those guys are well coached. They play well together. You know, it's just not, one guy playing well by himself or this guy. They play well, as a defense. You know, everybody seems to know what they're doing and know where to be. So, we just got to focus in, work hard, study the game plan, and be sharp on Saturday.
Coach Del Rio talks about the tournament. You guys are in the tournament. Mm-hmm. What's it like right now? I know you're going to be, going to be going to Houston soon, but what's it like with the team right now, knowing you got a chance to play for it all?
We're excited. We're excited. We worked hard to be here. You know, every team's working hard to give yourself a chance to be in the playoffs. And we worked hard. We've earned our way here, and now we just need to capitalize on our opportunities.
Well, it's been a long season, 12-4. You guys have stacked up the wins and got yourself here. It's going to be a great one in Houston. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
So we hope a big game for Rodney. Coming up next here on the Silver and Black Show, we'll talk to the head coach, Jack Del Rio.
It's been there in spurts, but it hasn't really been sustained on the defensive side. So the challenge this week is, hey, guys, can we bring an A effort in the playoffs when we need it the most? And that's what we're looking for.
Bottom line is, for us, it's all about recovery as quick as possible. You get up off the mat, dust yourself off, get to work, get ready for the Houston Texans. We've earned the opportunity to play in the postseason tournament. We're excited about that. We're going to put a plan together and see how many healthy bodies we can get together and go out and play, compete our butts off.
That's right, Coach. You talked about it on Monday at your presser. It's tournament time. You're in the tournament. The playoffs start Saturday.
Absolutely, yeah. We took one on the chin in the division, the opportunity to clinch the division, but we have earned our way into this postseason. We're a 12-4 team. And proud of that fact, and looking forward to going and competing down in Houston.
Now, you know what it's like. You've won a Super Bowl before, and once you get in this tournament, it's anybody's game. It's whoever's going to be the hottest team. It's really wide open.
It's wide open. Obviously, there are, there are favorites, okay? Mm-hmm. But there are upsets all the time, and we want to be one of those teams that goes in and gets hot.
And you're going to do something that we have not seen before, at least in the Super Bowl era, have a rookie quarterback make his starting debut in the postseason. But this kid's won a lot of big games in college, and he's kind of fearless.
He is. And it's not ideal, or you would have seen it before, right? It's like, you don't want a guy to get his first start in a playoff game, all right? That's not ideal. But right now, he's our best option. Matt's, trying to get back to full strength, not there. And Connor played well when he went in. So, we're excited about letting the young man get an opportunity.
So if you didn't watch a lot of Michigan State football, Big Ten football, we've really only seen him in the preseason other than what we saw in Denver. Tell us what you like about this young quarterback.
Well, I mean, you see he's got the size, the arm strength. The guy's unflappable. I think he's prepared well throughout the year, very professional. And I think Todd Downing's done a great job with the entire room. So we'll see. We'll let it unfold, yeah. And we'll see. And obviously, when you're playing with any quarterback, all right, play with the best quarterback in the league. It doesn't matter. You still have to play great defense and run the ball.
Yeah, a lot so much to be put on your offensive line. But you've put a lot on them this year, and they've done a great job protecting mm-hmm. the quarterback and also running the football.
Exactly right. To me, it starts up front. They're the engine that makes it, you know, all the cute things mm-hmm. go. All the skilled people get a chance to express themselves when the offensive line is doing its job.
And I think about all the obstacles your team has had this year, and one of the reasons why I'm optimistic about this game on Saturday, you've been road warriors this year. You talk about New Orleans, Baltimore, staying in Florida, going to Mexico City to take on the Texans. You have to be very proud of what your team did on the road this season.
I am proud of that. We know how to travel. We have a good process. The guys have bought in, and we'll get fired up for this one.
And the Texans, you've played them before. You've beat them before. How slimmer do you think these games are going to be?
Every game takes on its own identity. So, you know, tough to say. You know, we'll make adjustments. They'll make adjustments. I think they're playing really good defense. They've got, you know, quarterback issues of their own they're dealing with. So, you know, look, the team that is able to play the best defense, mm-hmm. run the ball the best, and support their quarterbacks, to me, that's the team that's going to win.
One of the guys you got to circle on that defense is Jadeveon Clowney out of South Carolina. We know what a special player.
I'm glad I'm not blocking him.
Yeah, can you imagine? I mean, that's something. He's one of those guys you really have to target, and you're going to have to hit, chip. Talk about having to block
him. Well, he's a really good player, and Merciless on the other side is a really mm-hmm. good player, and they got the big guy in the middle, Will Folk. So they've got a talented group. I mean, this J.J. Watt's not even in the lineup. Right.
I mean, it's,
so yeah, they've done a great job. Romeo Crennel, experienced defensive coordinator, a long time in this league, and so obviously they're doing a good job with their defense.
And one thing that can help your offense this week is your defense. They got to play big down in Houston.
Yeah, I mean, to me, playoff football is about being able to run the ball and have a great defense. And you know, it's that time. I mean, we've been really looking for it all year, mm-hmm. and it really has kind of sputtered. It's been there in spurts, but it hasn't really been sustained on the defensive side. So the challenge this week is, hey, guys, can we bring an A effort in the playoffs when we need it the most? And that's what we're looking for.
You've done it as a player, a coach, a head coach. What is it like? What's the difference between the postseason and the regular season?
Well, the intensity ratchets up. I mean, that's the biggest thing. You know, the finality of, you know, you're in a one and done. You know, it's not like, well, we'll get them next week. No, you don't get next week unless you earn it.
Well, there is no tomorrow, as they say, in the postseason. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a great game. Good luck to you, Coach. We're looking forward to seeing you against the Texans.
I appreciate
down
it, Chris.
In Houston.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Go Raiders.
So let's revisit the chalk talk we had right before we played this team in Mexico City. The focus point that we're going to talk about is number 90, Jadeveon Clowney. Hey, class. Professor Kennedy here with this week's edition of Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. It's playoff time, baby. And I know it's not the ideal situation. We're not at home. We got to go on the road. But a player's got to do what a player's got to do. So let's revisit the chalk talk that we had right before we played this team in Mexico City. The focus point that we're going to talk about is number 90, Jadeveon Clowney. I told you in the weeks prior when we played, right before we went to Mexico City, I told you that this player was going to be a wrecking shop because he's starting to play better football. Now this defense has moved up to number one total defense in the National Football League. They only give up about 20 points a game and less than 300 yards a game. That means they are a force to be reckoned with. Our boys are going to have their hands full. So as we take a look at this first play, this is in the first quarter of the Mexico City game. Clive Wolford is supposed to isolate block on Jadeveon Clowney, and the ball is supposed to come up here. But what Clowney does so well, especially against an undersized tight end, is he comes inside and disrupts it. Ends up tackling Jalen Richard for a 3-yard loss. Let's take a look. Now notice how he takes inside shoulder on Clive Wolfer. The moment Jalen Richard gets the handoff, it's already disrupted. Tackle for loss. Clive's got to do a better job with his footwork. So you're coming up to me and saying, hey, Professor Kennedy, what are we doing? How are we going to block number 90? I tell you what, Coach Tyson and the staff in the second half wised up. They realized that they put a bigger body on the tight end position, they might have a better success at blocking him. That's exactly what they did with Menelik Watson. And this is a pass play. This is going to be an 8-yard completion to Cooper on the right-hand side. But with full protection, knowing that they're going to blitz, this is a good idea. Now, I know Menelik Watson started the game right tackle last week, so this might be at Austin Howard at this position, or it might reverse. You might go back Austin at right tackle, and Menelik might be the extra lineman. Either way, it gives you the advantage you need to block number 90. In this scenario, we're going to have Clive block a one-on-one with Menelik helping. These two have got these two. These two have got these two. Single, single. Okay? Now, this is going to open up pass protection for Derek or Connor Cook in this situation to be able to look downfield and feel protected. Watch how this comes together. It's a five-step drop. Derek's able to survey the field, good protection, stand and deliver. One-on-one coverage, beaten by our receivers. Advantage Raiders. So we see in the second half we're able to get some things going, right? Well, they continue this in the fourth quarter. If you watch this next play, just like the previous one, Menelik's lined up a tight end. You've got Clive Wolford on the outside. This time, Clive's going to release, and Menelik is going to be very aggressive on Jadavian. Jadavian's still going to try to use his speed to come inside, but watch how Menelik manhandles him. Four-man rush. Watch how Menelik handles him. He sees how he throws him inside. Great job by Menelik, using his quickness. Short completion, but Murray turns it into a big play. 39 yards down the field. So what do we learn today? Now, you can best believe a smart defensive coordinator like Romeo Cannell is going to bring the house on Connor Cook. And if the guys are able to block it up front, you're going to have one-on-one coverage with our receivers on their defensive backs on the back end, which should be prove bigger plays for us. On top of that, if you negate the blitz, then you're relegated to just rushing four. And in that case, you're going to have to find a way to stop number 90 from being in the backfield. They do a good job. We should come out winners. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Chalk Talk. Let's hope we see each other next week.
Welcome back, Jim. And speaking of the Houston Texans, who the Raiders have on Saturday, they've won three of their last four, finished 9-7, won the AFC South for the second straight year. This is a team, the record's not great, but they're playing good football.
They certainly are. The defense has really come around these last four games in particular. The number one defense in the league now overtaking the Denver Broncos. But, you know, they had a tough game the first time around. So, you know, they're familiar with each other, and it's one, I think the team that makes the least mistakes will come out on top in this game.
They're very good at hiding coverage. That's one thing that's kind of really been their specialty this year. They're solid against the run, but that's something that's going to be a strength of theirs against this rookie quarterback.
Yeah, and it's going to probably confuse them at times, but hopefully, you know, working with the coaches and the offensive coordinator, that they're going to get something done on the offensive side of the ball, throwing it. And, you know, I like Connor Cook. I think he's an excellent passer. They got to give him a little help with the running game, and I think that'll settle him down.
Jadavian Clowney has really come into his own. He'd been hurt the first couple of years, but now playing very good football. As a quarterback, when you know you have a guy like that, how do you make sure he's not on you the whole game?
Well, there's a lot of ways to do it. Put a tight end on that side, chip him with a back. Little things to slow them down. Overall, though, their defense is playing extremely well, even without J.J. Watt. So, you know, this is a good defense, improved over the course of the season, so the Raiders offensively have to be ready.
Yeah, as Coach Del Rio said, yeah, this is without J.J. Watt, arguably the best defensive player in the game. And when you go into a game like this, you know, you're going into against a team that they're having their quarterback issues too. Savage, concussion protocol, not going to go. Osweiler, who's really struggled this year, will be back starting.
Yeah, I thought he started the season pretty well, but as the season's progressed, you know, his game went down a little bit. And hopefully that'll remain the same as they go into this game. But, you know, he's an experienced guy, played a lot for Denver last year, helping get him into the Super Bowl. And, you know, he can play well at times, but he was struggling near the end. Hopefully he can put some pressure on him, make him get a little discouraged, maybe pick one off here or there. And that'll change their whole game plan, believe me.
Is that tough, one of those deals where you start, you get benched, and now it's like, okay, now go back and win football games for us. Oh, we have confidence in you.
Yeah, I think mentally it's a tough thing to overcome, but it's happened to all of us, believe me, who's played quarterback over the years. And, you know, it's going to be tough for him to have his confidence, especially he did not finish the last game he started. They pulled him during the game, and that really unsettles you. So hopefully, you know, he'll remain unsettled.
What is it about the Raiders that have this confidence on the road? Because most teams don't have great confidence on the road.
Well, it comes with great players as well. Derek Carr is phenomenal on the road as well as the offensive line. They've run the ball well on the road as well, and the defense has gotten better over the course of the season as well. So, you know, those three factors combined for being good on the road.
And what do you think it's like for a lot of these Raider players who know without their starting quarterback, without their second-string quarterback, to move on in the postseason, this one and done, everybody's got to elevate their game.
They certainly do. And as I heard some of the offensive linemen speak, you know, they've got Connor Cook's back, and they're going to do the best job possible. Hopefully they'll be able to run the football, which takes some pressure off the quarterback. But they're still going to be in situations where it's going to be third and long, and you've got to convert those during the course of a ball game if you expect to win it.
Well, it's now time for Plunkett's pick. I'm excited for this one.
Well, I don't know, but I think keeping the game close will decide the outcome of this game. If one or the other team gets far behind early, it's going to be an uphill battle. So keep the game close, be within striking distance of winning the football game, and whoever's in that position, hopefully it'll be the Raiders. They'll come away with a victory.
Well, this has been a fun time. The Silver and Black Show getting you ready for the Raiders and the Texans. You heard from Jim, Coach Del Rio, Rodney Hudson. It's going to be a great one Saturday down in Houston. We're going to have fun watching it. Go Raiders.